This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack, and today we're talking about Honey Jam, a spectacular concert that spotlights extraordinarily diverse talent from all across Canada. Honey Jam is celebrating their 30th anniversary this year, and to tell us all about it is the exceptional founder and visionary of it all, and that's Ebony Rowe. Ebony is a recipient of the 2025 Women in Music Canada Entrepreneur of the Year Award. Congrats on that. And as well, the 2024 Billboard Canada Inaugural Women in Music Awards Industry Honoree. And she was also honored with the Roy Thomson Award of Recognition, amongst numerous other awards and accolades. Also later on in the show, we will meet Honey Jam's acclaimed celebrity vocal coach, Elaine Overholt. And later on, we'll hear one of the artists from this year's Honey Jam, Annabelle Oreste. But first, let me tell you a little bit more about our first guest, Ebony Rowe. Throughout her career, Ebony has been dedicated to the growth of others and the support of causes with a positive community impact. Born in Montreal, my hometown as well, and raised mostly in Toronto, both of her Barbadian parents had a commitment to volunteerism and involvement in the community and raised the family in that tradition of service, helping others, being outward focused. While studying at the University of Toronto, a friend of hers died suddenly and the loss was devastating. I remember talking about this with you in 2020 when you first came on the show. And again, I'm so sorry for that loss. And I think that loss made you realize the shortness of life, the silent despair suffered by many. And this refueled Ebony's need to do something that meant something, to leave a significant legacy. Determined to have a constructive influence on the lives of others, Ebony went on to volunteer with many organizations that cater to some of society's overlooked groups, eventually founding a mentorship program, Each One, Teach One, which matched Black youth with Black professionals, the idea being that the youth needed to see themselves succeeding in places they aspired to be in order to combat the negative stereotypes they were seeing of Black people portrayed in the media. She also started at that time Femme Fat Entertainment Group, a dynamic nonprofit company that provides promotional, mentoring, networking, educational, and performance opportunities for emerging female artists. Ebony is the producer of the Honey Jam concert, celebrating its 30th anniversary, if you're just tuning in, an artist development program for young female artists from all across Canada of all cultures and musical genres. Artists such as Grammy Award winners Nelly Furtado and Melanie Fiona, along with Juno winners Kelly Lee Evans, Julie Black, Havaya Mighty, Lou Calla, and many others performed with Honey Jam early on in their careers. Rowe has organized impactful experiences for the artists such as songwriting camps, industry workshops, mentor cafes, tickets to major artist concerts, opportunities to attend the Polaris Juno and Grammy Awards, and sessions to learn from major artists such as Jessie Reyez, Serena Ryder, Deborah Cox, Marsha Ambrosius, Destiny's Child, original member LaToya Luckett, Elle Varner, Erica Badu, Janelle Monáe, and more. The program creates a welcoming, supportive sisterhood and a safe space to be vulnerable, to learn, to build self-esteem and long-lasting relationships. It is, for Ebony Rowe, a passion project. Featured in the book Canada, 150 Women, Conversations with Leaders, Champions, and Luminaries, listed in the Who's Who of Canadian Women, Ebony was also featured in TD Bank's Canada-wide Black History Month promotion in their branches, featuring the initiatives they support led by members of the Black community. She was selected as one of 1,000 women photographed by Parisian photographer Pierre Maraval for an exhibit co-produced by Luminato and L'Oréal Paris, titled Mille Femmes, 1,000 Women. Wow. It captured inspirational women who embody the passion and heritage behind Toronto's artistic community. And when Michelle Obama spoke at the Conscious Economics event sponsored by the Economic Club of Canada. Ebony was also chosen by the How She Hustles Women's Network as part of a group lauded for their impactful work benefiting women and girls to be a specially invited guest. Ebony's work has earned her all of these awards and recognition. The list is so long, it would take the whole show to list all of them. But it is a real pleasure to welcome you back, Ebony, to Finding Your Bliss. So great to see you again. And it was so wonderful to bump into you at the Hollywood Reporter Women in Entertainment in Canada event at the Ritz-Carlton a few weeks ago. What a wonderful event that was.
It was. Thank you so much.
So, Ebony, congratulations again. 30 years. Wow. That is remarkable. I remember in our first interview back in 2020, you talked about how when you first started, there was no social media, no digital cameras. People outside of Toronto would mail in their audition tapes for Honey Jam on VHS. Yes. And the world has changed so much in the 30 years since that very first Honey Jam. Can you speak to how Honey Jam has grown and evolved over the last three decades? And also, to what do you attribute to your success with Honey Jam for 30 years? Years now.
So the first one, how has it changed? So there's two things that have made a significant change. One is technology and two is money. So in terms of technology, as you were saying, there's no social media. No one was using the internet. There's no website. There's no way for you to be known. There's no electronic way for you to be sending your information. So we're getting VHS tapes. People weren't using digital cameras. There's just so much that has been able to help the artists do a lot for themselves, even production. Yes. Everyone can be a producer now once you've got a laptop and the software, right? So that has made a huge difference. And our ability then to promote the artists and to promote what we're doing with them. And then in the early days, I was financing it myself. There was no sponsorship. So I had a full-time job at a law firm as a legal assistant. And this was something I was doing on the side. And I was just paying for it. So, you know, there was no glossy anything. The flyers were hand drawn and photocopied and cut with a scissors. And it's really crazy looking back. So just being able to be more polished, more professional, to be able to bring in speakers and have things in nicer venues, et cetera, et cetera. But a lot of times when people ask me about how we've grown, I like to talk about how we are the same. And the ways in which people can count on us to be consistent. So we are always going to be an all-female initiative. It's always going to have the developmental component. The show is always going to be amazing live performances with a wide diversity of genres of music. And people can count on that every time that they're going to get an amazing experience.
That's so awesome. For our listeners who don't know what Honey Jam is, and I'm going to tell you how it's been described in the media. It's described as a nonprofit, multicultural, multi-genre artist development program that works with young emerging Canadian female artists from all across Canada to provide mentoring, vocal coaching, performance, and networking opportunities. But in your own words, simply put, how would you describe Honey Jam?
Well, that exactly describes what it is. What I would add to that is that it's a safe and welcoming space for young women to build their self-esteem, confidence, and what is most important when you talk to artists, alums that have been a part of the program, almost all of them will say what was most meaningful for them is the sisterhood, the community. And it's an immediate bond. And that happens because it is not a competition. So nobody's like scratching to get the top spot because there is no top spot.
Yes.
Right? Everyone is given the same opportunities, the same amount of time to perform, et cetera, the same level of support. So everyone bonds. They want each other to win. They connect afterwards. And for years, our friends, they co-write, they support each other's shows. one person will open for another person. It is the forever sisterhood.
I love that. In our 2020 interview, also, you mentioned that people should watch Jesse Reyes's video, Gatekeeper. So I did. It was pretty heartbreaking.
Yes.
Can you tell us why it's so important for people to watch the video? And I just want to say, isn't the message that Honey Jam is offering, and you just alluded to this, an alternative to what is being portrayed in the Gatekeeper video? It's offering that sisterhood, that community, and all the wonderful things that you've just talked about. But can you just take us back to that Jesse Reyes video, Gatekeeper, which all of you can look at on YouTube? It's very disturbing.
So when I mentioned it to you, it was in the context of the fact that in 1995, that was something that was very, very prevalent. And, you know, there's been so much talk about it and the Me Too movement and all of these things. And one hopes that progress has been made. And when I saw her short film for the song Gatekeeper, I actually cried because, and I also felt very naive, because it's sad to think that it was still happening. And also, if you watch the video, you see the complicity of some other women, right?
Yes.
And so it's a very real thing. And of course, we've all heard about Harvey Weinstein and R. Kelly. And of course, Diddy is in the news now so prominently. And it's a conversation that unfortunately we have to continue to have. And it's shocking that in this age where you've got a phone that is your own broadcast system, your own recording system, and anyone would act with impunity with this level of behavior. Mm-hmm. Imagine the level of narcissism that you would need to have to think that you're so untouchable in this age where you could be recorded,
right,
to do things like that. So it's a discussion that we have every year with the artists about ways to protect themselves, about not ever falling prey to someone, making them uncomfortable or making them think, if you don't do this, you're not going to get another opportunity.
Right.
Or I'm going to blacklist you and tell everyone not to work with you. And those things do happen. But no matter what they say, you don't compromise your morals and your ethics and your self-respect. That's non-negotiable.
It's a non-negotiable.
Yeah.
What are some of the tips, if anyone's listening, a young artist that's listening to this, to protect yourself? Like, what are some of the simple tips and techniques you suggest?
So one of the things that did not exist in 95 was Google. So I would see these men go up to talk to the girls and I'd be like, oh my gosh, there's no way to check. Are you even legit? Who else has worked with you? Who can I talk to get some kind of reference for? Do your due diligence.
Yes.
Do not be blinded by the light and by promises and by gaslighting, right? Mm-hmm. Talk to other people and suss people out to find out who is who, but also listen to your gut. I also tell people, because I go through this myself. I experience it to this day, and I definitely experienced it back then. And nobody told me anything back then. I just knew how my gut felt. And if someone said, oh, why don't you meet me at the studio around midnight? I was like, that doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound right.
Or why don't I pick you up? It's like, no, you don't need to know where I live. Like, all of those things just automatically clicked to me. So if I was meeting them, it's going to be in the morning or at lunch or in a public place and a well-lit place and somewhere that has an end and you're not dropping me home and, you know, just different things. And if you're a minor, by law, you better have a parent or some guardian or something with you.
Yes.
So yeah, just a lot of common sense things. But what tends to happen is people just get mesmerized by the starry-eyedness of the entertainment industry.
Yes.
And they will do things that they perhaps ought not to.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. You're also, and I'm remembering this from the other interview, but just even now, you strike me as a very no-nonsense person. You want people to be... When's your birthday?
August the 12th. Leo.
That explains it. You're a Leo. Oh, 3 and 3. Okay. love your, that's my grandson. Best birthday ever. But you strike me as someone who also wants to empower your artists to do their due diligence, to do their research, to check things out, to not be coddled, right?
Absolutely.
You've got to be able to stand on your own 2 feet. So they come to you for an audition. And I've read that you will only listen to 60 seconds. You ask them for a 60-second cut.
Me and usually about 10 other judges. The big panel.
What else is involved in the audition process for anybody listening who'd like to maybe participate in next year's Honey Jam?
So I tell them in the instructions, we give them a list of instructions and we tell them to dress the part, whatever that means to them. Whoever they are as a brand, right? We're not trying to tell you who to be because authenticity is key, right? So dress as if it is your concert so that we see who you are, right?
Yes.
Rehearse your audition. Work with a vocal coach and find the best parts of the song that showcase your voice. That could be the middle of the song. It could be the end, right? Just think about what is the best showcase for you. Practice, record yourself, get the opinion of people that you respect and not just family and people that are going to say, oh, it was so great. It was so awesome. Because that isn't helping you to be better.
Totally.
Right? And you need to be able to accept constructive criticism as well. So those are the main things. Dress the part, rehearse, work with a vocal coach, the best part of the song, and get constructive criticism from others. And be on time.
And be on time, be punctual. Very important. I agree.
Yes.
You said, Ebony, that you know like within the first 15 to 20 seconds. What are you looking for?
Well,
if that long. It's just a vibe, right? Like, what is it?
Well, from the minute you come on the stage, I know if you have stage presence. That's an immediate thing. You know, the way that you walk, do you have confidence? You know, the way that you're holding the mic, can you work the stage and connect with the crowd? You find that out immediately in the first seconds, right? And then you open your mouth. And sometimes I'll see all of that stuff I like. And then they open their mouth and I'm like, oh no.
Oh, no.
Saying, please be good. Please be good. Please be good.
Please be good.
Thank you.
And totally.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. And sometimes it's the reverse. Sometimes someone comes on and I'm just like, oh, I don't know, because none of those boxes are ticked. But then they open their mouth and the room goes quiet and everyone is transfixed. And that has happened. And then that artist will get chosen and we will work with them on all of the other parts of it.
Nice. I know that you studied and played the piano in your youth.
Yes.
And I also wondered, were you a singer? And are you a singer?
I get asked that often. I was part of a choir as a child. And I think every young person has taken a phone or a brush or something and sung in the shower. And we've all done that. And I used to joke to people when funding is a challenge. I said, oh, I know. I'll go and busk. And then people will pay me to stop singing.
That's hilarious.
So, yeah, nobody wants that, but I am in awe of amazing artistry, of the impact that music has on our lives, and you know how it can evoke emotion and help to calm us and bring so much joy. When I look at an artist in a full stadium, like, all of those people paid money and left their homes because of what you have created in the world. It's an awesome, awesome gift. And so I really revere talent like that.
Totally. Totally. And we need it in the world. It's healing.
Absolutely. And you know, now more than ever.
Now more than ever. There's a saying, when you sing, you pray twice.
Yes.
I'm all over that. As I mentioned, when you first came on the show years ago, I remember for years how vocal coach to the stars, Elaine Overholt, would always tell me about Honey Jam. Honey Jam. Oh, I got to go to my Honey Jam. I got some girls coming from Honey Jam. Can you tell us about how you first met Elaine Overholt and the impact of her involvement in Honey Jam over the years and this year as well?
I first met Elaine because she was backing up an artist who was auditioning. And after I found out who she was, that I had so much respect for her because she's a legend. And here she was being in the background in support of an artist. And that really stuck with me. So that would have been over 20 years ago, probably over 25 years ago in the very early days. All I know is that once we did meet and she did start working with the girls, I've not wanted to do it without her, you know?
Isn't that
and
wonderful?
Even when I did a show in another country, I flew in Elaine to work with the artists because her work with them is transformative. And it's one of my favorite parts of the program is when she does her masterclass and you see the artist at the start of it. And then you see them in front of your very eyes,
wow,
transform, grow, get it, you know, and she's a tough love type of person as well. Yes. And she's going to be like, nope, do it again. No, you didn't listen. I need you to hold the mic like this. You need to breathe from here. You know, she's very clear in her instruction. An artist will be singing about some kind of trauma. And she's like, I don't believe you. Why are you smiling? You're singing about the fact that this man has broken your heart and you need to, you know.
Yes.
So, yeah.
She's the real deal. She taught my daughter's now living in New York. She's a musical theater artist. And
okay.
Elaine was the person that really turned her whole singing around and just brought it up to another level.
Yeah.
So there are, I'm sure, are some highlights and some secrets up your sleeve that are happening at this year's 30th anniversary Honey Jam. What are some of them that you have planned for this year's event? Can you give us a sneak peek?
No. What I can tell you is that for the first time, we are going to have soca music. So the concert is on a Wednesday just before the Caribana Long Weekend,
nice,
right? Which is a Caribbean festival. And soca and reggae are the big musical genres coming out of the Caribbean. And we thought we've got to have someone singing soca. And
wow.
So that's one thing I can tell you. And yeah, it will be many different genres, hip hop, gospel, jazz, R&B, soul, folk, dance, classical.
I'm coming this year for sure. It's at Massey Hall.
Absolutely.
It's July 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Any more details? How do people get tickets? What do they do to get to Honey Jam this year?
They can go to the Massey Hall website. They can follow along with us at the Honey Jam. There's a link in our bio on our Instagram page.
Awesome. I'm really excited. What time does it start?
So the doors are 7 and the concert is 8.
And the concert is 8. That is really, really cool. I love that. I also love when you talk to artists and your advice, you want them right away to curb their insecurity because you say that people can smell it a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
Be confident, do your research, love yourself. And you also said something very interesting, to be clear about what level of success you're reaching for. Like, is it Beyonce or is it you want to be, you know, in a local club jamming? Like
exactly.
What is it? Can you explain more about why that is the advice that you offer to people?
Because each level has different requirements and different levels of sacrifice.
Yes.
So you need to figure out pretty early what it is that you want. So yeah, if you want Beyonce level success, are you willing to have no privacy? Are you willing to have paparazzi photographing your kids and going through your garbage and all of the things that come along with that? Yes,
right.
Fame, yes, money, yes, adoration. But then
yes,
there are other things that you have to give up, you know, maybe not being able to trust people, you know, there's a lot of stuff. And so look at those artists, read their bios, watch the things that they may have gone through and understand clearly. Because for some people, there was an artist and she had come up with a single and it blew up immediately.
Wow.
And she could not manage the fame.
Wow.
And she dropped out and took years off and then came back, right? And you'll really see a lot of big artists who started at a young age and they just didn't have the right preparation. And then you will see them start to crumble, or you will see them realize it and be like, I need to cancel this tour because of what's happening to me mentally. I need to take a year off and just be a human being, right?
Totally.
You're seeing more artists realizing that. So yeah, that's the reason.
Wow. What are you the most excited about, Ebony, for July 30th, like producing this event, when you're sitting in that audience? I don't know if you're backstage or if you're in the front row, but what are you most excited about?
I'm most excited to see a full house. We've got 3,000 tickets to sell. This is the biggest event we've ever done. We're normally in a 500-person venue. I'm excited to see the people coming in. Massey Hall is a legendary, epic, historic, majestic venue. It's like a temple to music. And when you walk in, there's just something uplifting about it. And so I can't wait to have that feeling. I can't wait to hear the applause from the audience. I can't wait to see the artists on that stage, the biggest stage many of them have ever been on. So yeah, there's a lot.
Well, I just got the goosies, so I'm excited as well. What is bliss these days for Ebony Rowe?
A nap. Because the other thing I can't wait for is the day after and having a rest. And if there's any listeners, you know, that own a spa, I could use a spa day or a staycation.
Well, all right. We're gonna keep that in mind. That sounds so amazing. Remind us again the best way for people to contact you on Instagram and connect with you on social media, and mostly to get tickets to Massey Hall on July 30th, 7 o'clock, doors open, to come to this unbelievable 30th anniversary gala event.
Yes. Go to our Instagram at the Honey Jam. We also have a website, honeyjam.com. And you can go to Massey Hall website and get your tickets.
Awesome. I'm so excited. Congratulations on this in advance. And I want to thank you so much, Ebony Rowe, for being on the show today and making it work, because I know you have a very busy press day today. It was wonderful to have you here again. Wishing you all the best and congrats again on the 30th anniversary. I can't wait to see you there. We're going to go on a short commercial break, everyone. When we come back, we're going to meet vocal coach to the stars, Elaine Overholt, who has established herself as one of North America's most respected and treasured singers, coaches, and vocal producers, and of course, the longtime vocal coach on Honey Jam. Can't wait to see her as well right after this short commercial break. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740, FM 96.7. And first, I'd love to thank Ashford Cleaners for sponsoring this segment of Finding Your Bliss. Ashford Cleaners is Toronto's best dry cleaner with hand-finished detailing, laundry, tailoring, you name it, and they'll take care of it, while always going the extra mile to make sure you leave with a smile on your face. And they also offer you free pickup and delivery, so it's easy to keep your entire closet ship shape and ready to go. Thanks, Ashford. We're about to be joined by the legendary celebrity vocal coach, Elaine Overholt. And then later on in the program, we'll meet one of the singers from this year's Honey Jam. But right now, let me tell you a little bit more about our esteemed guest, acclaimed vocal coach, Elaine Overholt. Elaine Overholt has established herself as one of North America's most respected and treasured singers, voice performance coaches, and vocal producers, having performed with and instructed celebrities from the music, film, and theater worlds. Elaine's musical talents and diverse musical background actually began when she was a young girl performing gospel music in her church choir. And by the age of 11, she became the organist in the church. And by 14, she was the choir director. Her formal musical training continued at Western University, first as a piano performance major, and then she switched to voice. And that was a wonderful decision because she is a beautiful singer. There, she was tutored under internationally recognized opera stars, graduating with an honors degree in voice performance. Despite the encouragement of her professors to pursue a classical career, Elaine did what has been the hallmark of her career. She explored a new frontier. Stepping away from the classical world, Elaine re-embraced her passion for the pop, rock, and theater genres, and her performing career has allowed her the envied opportunity to sing backups with titans like Ray Charles, Tina Turner, Paul Schaefer, Anne Murray, Dionne Warwick, and Triumph, just to name a few. Ms. Overholt has performed as a soloist on world stages, major network television, albums, films, thousands of jingles, and she's recorded 2 albums and a number 3 single on Billboard. All of this experience entrenched her in the highs of live performance, but also in the realities and the difficulties of live shows and recording sessions, which we all understand. These performance skills contributed greatly in her endeavor to teach every kind of singer and resulted in her becoming a premier vocal coach. Elaine's gift for teaching is well known in Hollywood and Broadway. She's coached stars such as John Travolta, Zac Efron, and Michelle Pfeiffer from Hairspray, the movie, along with Richard Gere, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Renee Zellweger, and Queen Latifah for the Oscar-winning Chicago. Recently, Elaine also coached Ellen DeGeneres in 2 live segments on her hit talk show. Other singers that Elaine's worked with have included Jim Cuddy, Alana Miles, Julie Black, Max Kerman, the Arkells, Sophie Millman, Jackie Richardson, Megan Fox, and Colin Mochrie. Many of these names have appeared on our program, so check those out. As a Broadway coach, Elaine trained the singers in lead roles for hits like Hairspray, The Producers, Mamma Mia, The Sound of Music, Once, Kinky Boots, and so many other shows from Mervish Productions. Andrew Lloyd Webber actually chose Elaine to be the vocal coach and judge on the CBC series, How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria? And although she has worked with some of the most musically talented of a generation, she also brings out the best from those who are not even known for their musical talents. Comedians, actors, dancers, and speakers come to Elaine to find their hidden performance prowess. And on her very famous TV series, which was on the Oprah Winfrey Network, it was called Big Voice, Elaine took gifted but untried singers, put them in a 6-week boot camp, culminating in their dream performance. One of those was a regular guest and someone on this station, Liz West, the beautiful Liz West. Elaine relished in working with the world-class dancers of the National Ballet and the San Francisco Ballet on their productions of West Side Story Suite. Record labels such as Universal, Warner Chappelle, and Sony, and many management companies send their artists to Elaine Overholt, where they learn to protect their voices and develop stamina and powerful performance style. And yes, Elaine did love working with Shawn Mendes and helping him keep his voice healthy while on international tours. Here's what it is. Elaine has the ability to coax magical performances from every type of singer, and her success is due to her vast talent and passionate ambition to understand the deep power of the human voice to change lives. She passes that knowledge on to each and every singer and speaker that she works with, whether it's in the concert hall, the studio, the boardroom, the bar, or on the road. Elaine drives her students to connect with the unique and powerful voice that is in every one of us, our own big voice. Elaine Overholt, welcome back to Finding Your Bliss. Such an honor to have you here.
Oh, Judy, such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're amazing.
Such a long introduction. It's like, I'm old.
You've done all of that and more, and that's the coolest thing. Elaine, the last time that I saw you, you were on stage at the Redwood Theater performing a one-woman show called Elaine Overholt, The Singers, The Stories, The Songs, The Human Touch. It was billed as an evening with the legendary Elaine Overholt, internationally renowned recording, film, and Broadway vocal coach. It was a retrospective of your career, sang about 6 or 7 songs. You told wonderful stories, played the piano beautifully, and you were really spectacular. What are your memories of that magical evening?
How terrified I was ahead of time. And as I prepared it, you know, what's going to work here? Are people going to be bored out of their minds? You know, am I going to be able to sing? And because I don't sing that much anymore, I'm coaching almost every day, but I'm not singing so much. But I guess in the end, what was kind of cool about it was going through all of that material, all of those experiences as a child and as a teenager growing up, and how that informed my life. And it made me very, very grateful for my life. Once I walked out onto the stage, all of the nervousness and self-doubt, because, you know, I'm always dealing with the imposter syndrome and, you know, it's like people are going to leave. They're not going to be interested. But once I walked out onto the stage and, you know, I had so many old students there, students from way far back, present students, family, friends, and they were so welcoming. And I just kind of went for it. And it was good. It was kind of cathartic.
And it seemed very seamless. And I thought to myself, boy, Elaine has prepared for this totally and completely. And I know how you prepare your students, because Lily Lee Brack, my daughter, as you know, one of your longtime students. I mean, I know the preparation.
One of my brilliant students.
Thank you, Elaine. What a compliment that is coming from you. One of the things that also distinguishes you, Elaine, as a vocal coach, is that you are discerning. And while wonderfully supportive, you're also very stringent and exacting. And you won't say it's great until it's really great.
This is true. And I'm about to do a keynote speech to 500 voice coaches from across North America in a few weeks. And that's one of the things that I don't know whether it's a blessing or a curse. I'm never satisfied with letting that person in front of me, this singer, be just okay. There's something inside of me that wants to push them to make those big, big discoveries so that when they discover a certain thing about their technique, it will change everything in their performance. When they discover how to really put the text first to tell the story, how that transforms their own mind and their own soul in how they approach that. And I'm always, always looking for that. I call it magic. Because I don't know what else to call it. And, you know, some people may say, well, maybe they don't. But it seems I'm never satisfied. I'm always going for the next level, the next level, the next level. And I think there are a lot of teachers who just sort of do the same exercises every week with their students and never sort of, you have to have antennae out like this, you know, just buzzing all the time. So that you're cueing into their audio cues, you're cueing into their facial cues, you know, whether they're slumped over or whether they're tense here or whether they're loving the music and opening their face and their soul to Absolutely. The music that they're trying to do.
What is it that makes a singer incredible?
Oh, God, such a loaded question. There are so many factors that make a student, a singer, incredible. And they're different, and one can take precedence. For instance, someone may have phenomenal tone in their voice. Yeah. We experience that with Adele. We experience that with Luciano Pavarotti, the great opera singer, as opposed to other tenors that, you know, we have heard. And then there are some people who are great performers. Yes. You know, they don't maybe have the same kind of spectacular tone in their voice like some do, but they're so beautiful on stage. They're so open or so exciting and excited about being up there and they're full of life. And that makes us, the audience, go there with them.
Yes.
And there are some people who are also great songwriters. And even if you're not a songwriter, that marriage of understanding what goes into that song, what goes into this line, what is it about me that I understand about this line? Am I talking to someone from my own personal life that makes me go a little deeper emotionally? And that's something I work on a lot. I did some acting, you know, when I was young, and worked with some phenomenal teachers. And the sense memory work that I do, and I do this sometimes in masterclasses along with Michael Hanrahan, the great actor.
Yes.
And the sense memory work where you are using who you are and what you feel in this moment, or what you felt about a certain person a long time ago that still makes you crazy inside.
Yeah.
Whether it's sadness or absolute joy or anger, and you tap into that and let it come out through your tone and the way you say and sing those lyrics.
You know what I wondered the night of your performance, because you're always teaching and vocal coaching and with celebrities. And I remember you used to meet with Shawn Mendes early in the morning before he went on the Today Show and all these, this national tour. But I thought, what was it like for you to be on stage performing again? How did you feel doing that?
Well, as I said, other than terrified. Although when I walked out, I thought, hey, I still got the old stuff. I can still do this. Yeah. And I prepped myself in, obviously, the way that I teach everybody. And yeah, it was just nice to know that even though I'm not out on tour and I'm not doing 8 shows a week in a theater, thank God, because it's so taxing, I still have the resonance. I still have the breathing power. And I certainly, as you get older, you have more of an ability to tap into the emotion of each song and the soul. I should say the soul. Mm-hmm. I'm big on soul. Mm-hmm. If, you know, the question, not to put questions in your head, how does one convey soul?
Yes.
Well, some people are what we might say born with it. But what about all those people who put a lid on how they feel over the years? And all of that piles up one after the other. It piles up physically by tensions and all that. And it piles up emotionally. And the way that I teach technique is to peel off those layers one by one through technique work, getting into the earth, literally being grounded into the soul of our earth. Many people sing up like this all the time. And getting the freedom up here so that you can go, instead of just, you don't worry about it being so loud. Some people are afraid of the sound of their own voice. Hmm. And so I do think that there are some people who have soul that it's been covered over the years. Like maybe as a child, they were, God forbid, abused, or they learned not to speak certain things. Or, you know, we do that. We learn to protect ourselves by not saying certain things with parents, with teachers, with friends. And we cover up our childlike sense of discovery and joy.
Wow. So you're doing a lot more than just teaching singing.
I guess.
Right? You're a you're a part-time therapist.
Well,
you're many, many, many things. But most of all, you are such an incredible, consummate professional that it's not, you know, it's just your next level, Elaine. You have worked as a vocal coach with Honey Jam and Ebony Rowe for many years now. Can you tell us how you first met and became involved with Ebony and her legendary Honey Jam concert, which is now celebrating its 30th anniversary? Wow. Don't answer that just yet. We're going to hear more from Elaine Overholt when we come back after this short commercial break. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by CREATE, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
CREATE is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. CREATE is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, CREATE is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. CREATE has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? CREATE Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740. And I'm here with legendary and acclaimed celebrity vocal coach, Elaine Overholt. And just before the break, I asked Elaine about how she first met Honey Jam founder, Ebony Rowe.
Right. It's incredible. And I'm honored always each year to be involved with so many powerful female singers. It started because I went in and played for one of my students for her audition. And then somehow just got to know Ebony. And she, I think I've been doing it for 25 years. And she asked me to start vocal coaching. Wow. So what I've been doing is vocal coaching each one of them individually. And there's usually about anywhere from 15 to 18 gals per year. Wow. And then I do a master class each year. And I've got that coming up in a little while. It's private. It's, you know, for them to take chances. It's for them to make mistakes so that when they go on stage this year at Massey Hall, because it's our 30th anniversary, I hope people will come out. It's going to be a great show so that they can go on and give their most powerful performance ever. And I have to say, too, that Joyeon is the band leader and the band is incredible. They're absolutely incredible every single year. And I thank them, you know, for coming up with some of the arrangements with the girls. And you've got everything. You've got everything from country. We've got a girl who sings opera beautifully and can transform into more of a jazz pop sound. We have country. We have hip hop. We have rap. Yes, I have worked with rap singers. And what you want to do with rap singers is teach them how to put it on the tip of the teeth and the tongue and the lips. Because obviously what they're saying is the whole message.
Of course.
And every rap singer has a big time message. Wow. So it's going to be a great night at Massey Hall.
Are there any sneak peeks? Now, I did try to ask this question to Ebony and she would not give me anything. But any little hints you can give us about what's going to be happening at this 30th anniversary? And this is on July the 30th at Massey Hall. Any sneak peeks of what we can expect?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've heard all of them do their song and worked with them on their song. Just look for, I mean, what you'll love is at the concert is seeing the differences between different artists. Mm-hmm. It's one of the beauties of having all genres of music. And look for these girls who have worked their butts off in their career. They also aren't just performing. They have worked behind the scenes. A lot of them have day jobs and they can only work on their craft, you know, on the weekends or at night and this and that and the other thing. And they're online, you know, making their contacts and learning how to be an artist. Not like the old days when I was doing it and you had a manager do everything for you and this and that. No, you got to do it yourself.
Yes.
And that's a part that the audience at Massey Hall won't see, but they're sure going to see a lot of passion up there on the stage.
Wow.
And fun, a lot of fun, and a lot of just excellence in performance.
Is there somebody that stands out for you, a great moment of coaching an artist over the years at Honey Jam? One, and I'm sure there's many, many, but just one that comes to mind that you just always think about and go, oh, that was a good one.
You know, there are so many great moments.
Yeah,
I don't think I can pick out one. Because there are many.
That's so great.
There are some who don't come prepared to their sessions with me or to the masterclass. And, you know, Ebony and I kind of ream them out. And that's part of what this whole process is about. How prepared are you? Are you crossing your T's and dotting your I's and showing up on time and returning phone calls and returning emails and all of that professionalism?
Oh, huge.
And that's a big thing that they learn in this Honey Jam process. You know, I always tell singers, if I'm producing a show, I would rather work with somebody a little bit less talented. If they're going to show up, if they're going to be really great to people and the people around them, if they're a team player and they are on time and they're well-dressed or whatever, that means more to me and I don't have to babysit them.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And I know that Ebony is very similar. Ebony is very no-nonsense. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
She's not going to, you know, handhold. It's like, here's what it is. You got to learn how to be a professional. I love that. You personally, Elaine, selected an artist to be on the show today for us to hear this artist. Her name is Annabelle Oreste. Can you tell us about this artist and what made you choose her to sing for us today?
Right. Well, she's of Haitian heritage. She has a big journey of self-discovery through her songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a lot of gospel and contemporary pop R&B background. And, you know, she's got a song out as well, Body and Soul. It's just really gorgeous.
Mm.
But this song, Hero, I'll be my own superhero.
Mm.
In other words, when nothing's happening for you, do it yourself.
Wow.
And I think that's one of the things that Honey Jam is really good, but enabling them to enable themselves
mm-hmm.
to go out and know how to talk to people. You know, do you have to change the way you speak? Do you have to change what you do in your daytime and how much time you spend on social media making your career happen? So I'll be my own superhero. It's called Hero, and it's a great, great song.
So great songwriting, and love her tone. Some of the things that you talked about.
Yeah, she has great tone.
Wonderful.
She's got a nice, rich sound to her voice.
That's wonderful. I'm so excited.
That's something I work on a lot with people. Like if a certain singer has a really high, you know, kind of voice, we try and change it to a kind of thing.
Yes.
To warm it up so it's not in the ear, you know?
Totally. Oh, you're just, I think you take good singers, you make them great. You take great singers and make them fabulous. And you even take singers who can't sing like me and you make them okay. So
you can sing.
Elaine, I know your roster's full and I know you aren't accepting any new clients because you're full. But I would say to people who want to experience Elaine Overholt is, well, you can try out for Honey Jam next year. You can certainly check out her videos and her Big Voice DVD. It is probably the best warm-up tape that there is on the planet. And Elaine did that herself. And it really is sensational. So check that out as well. But for someone who's listening, someone in our Zoomer audience who just wants to sing, maybe they're midlife, maybe they've never done it, maybe they were shut down as a child and told you can't sing, what advice do you have for them?
Well, this is the kind of person sometimes that I dealt with on my TV series, Big Voice. You know, I was having women who were grown and never had the chance to develop that. And often that happens. Someone told them, what do? I just get them singing. Sometimes, you know, you got to do it and do it and do it and do it. I say to people, go to karaoke bars if you have no other way of doing it. Put on instrumental tracks at home. There are millions of them on YouTube and whatnot, and walk around your house and wail away. Yeah, take some lessons with the right teacher. You know, if you want to sing pop and whatnot, a strictly classical teacher is probably not going to be the best fit for you. But I have a belief that everyone can sing and everyone should sing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But music is to be enjoyed, and that connection to the voice, that primal connection to the lower body, that is so incredibly important. You see it in every continent, in Aboriginal peoples, in their music, in the way they, you know, in North America it's hi, 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 hi. And in Africa, oh my God, in Africa, how they, the soul that Africa is, and in Japan, the drums,
wow.
And chanting in some Middle Eastern places. It's all connecting to the voice. When we are connected to the voice, I believe we are healthier, physically and mentally and spiritually.
My favorite saying is always, when you sing, you pray twice.
Oh, I love that too. That's just so great.
Yeah, I love that too. Yeah. I've asked you this question many times before, Elaine, but of course we're going to ask it to you again. What is bliss these days for Elaine Overholt?
Oh, what is bliss? Two things I'll mention.
Mm-hmm.
The first being my two phenomenal grandchildren, whom I love more than I can even describe. And the second is bliss for me is when a person does discover that place in their body where they can feel the resonance of their voice, and they make a huge discovery of the tone, the sound, and the power of their voice, because we all want to be able to communicate powerfully. And it also affects your speaking voice. And when you discover that, everything changes.
I love that.
Those are my two places of bliss.
I love it. You're such an outward focused person, Elaine. You really are. You really are. Even your advice to singers sometimes is love the audience.
Yeah.
Right?
Turn it around. If you're nervous, don't make it about you. Well, what do they think of me? Oh, am I going to crack on a certain note? No, no, no. Turn it around and just love them.
Yeah.
Love them. Just share your gift with them. Share your words. And when you do that too, you will choose better songs to sing and you will write better songs.
I want to thank you, Elaine, so much for being back on the show today. It's just, you're everything.
Well, you're just a great interviewer and I've had the greatest time. And I love what you do. Finding your bliss is so important for everyone to find.
Thanks, Elaine. What is the best way for people to contact you, to reach out to you on social media, and even to get your wonderful big voice warm-up tape?
I'm in the process of redoing my website, but you can get my vocal warm-up recording on music, you know, Apple Music. It's there. And you can always just email me.
And how do we
ask me a question?
What's your email?
info@elaineoverholt.com.
And also you can check out Elaine as well on Instagram. She's there. Thank you, Elaine.
Judy, cheers. My glass of water,
cheers.
because we're singers. Cheers to you. And thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you, Elaine. Each week we spotlight a fabulous person like Elaine Overholt and Ebony Rowe who are living their bliss. We also love to feature singer-songwriters and musicians on the show. If you're a singer, please reach out to us at fyb@findyourbliss.com. I'm also on Insight Timer, the number one free meditation app. And all you have to do is search up Judy Liebrack. And of course, you can always follow us at The Bliss Minute on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. In Bliss News, this just in, Ebony Rowe has just been appointed to the Order of Canada as part of the 2025 list of honorees. This prestigious recognition is the cornerstone of the Canadian Honor System, the highest national civilian award to recognize outstanding achievement dedicated to the community and service to the nation. A big thank you now to our wonderful guests, Ebony Rowe and Elaine Overholt. And thanks to Annabelle Oresta for the gorgeous singing. Also, thank you to our Finding Your Bliss team and to everyone here at Zoomer Radio. And of course, a big thank you to our sponsor, the Create Fertility Center. And also to our segment sponsor, Ashford Cleaners. For everyone here, I'm Judy Liebrack, reminding you all to take one step closer to finding your bliss.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.